With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the seventh chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. As we began yesterday, we are sharing a letter that the Rebbe wrote, from which he quotes a nuance that the Rambam writes in yesterday's Perek. But in order to properly understand the nekuda that the Rebbe makes, we broke up yesterday's segment into two, and today we will learn the second portion. So where are we up to? We are up to that based on Adam's creation happening on the sixth day of creation beginning on Chafei Elul, the first Moilad after the sun and the moon were actually created, happened on Friday, 8 a.m., 14 hours into the day, once when you begin counting from the night prior. So 12 hours consumes, eats up the whole night. And then 6 a.m. is the first hour. So 7, 8 is the 14th hour of the day. That's when the first Moilad happened. But as we explained, the world did not begin the day Adam was created. Adam and Chava were created then, but that was on the sixth day of creation. So we cannot ignore the year prior. And being that, like we mentioned in yesterday's Perek, that the difference when you have a Shana Pshuta between the Moilad from one year to the other, once you know the exact time of day of this year's Moilad, so if you're going to go into next year's same month or the year prior same month, all you need to do is add or subtract 4, 8, 876, 4 days of the week plus 8 hours. Plus 876, that's if you're going ahead, or do that thing in minus. So based on the Mesoira that we have, that the first Moilad was Vid, if you go backwards, even though there wasn't a physical world, but if you would go back one entire year, then the first Moilad is Baharad. Actually, in the Rishonim, we call that year the year of Toyu, because, or the year when the world was only B'machshava, as we have Toysvus and Rosh Hashanah, v'chulei v'chulei. Oh. Now let's put this aside for a moment and speak about something else. And that is as follows. We are learning the series in year Tavshin Pei Aleph. Really, it's Hey Tavshin Pei Aleph. Now it's Hey Tavshin Pei Aleph from when? So people will answer from the creation, from the world. But that's not so simple. Why is that not so simple? Because when Adam and Chava were created, again, they were created on the sixth day of creation. What number year was that year? That day is Echad B'Tishrei. Echad B'Tishrei is when we change the calendar year. And there's two ways of looking at it. You can consider that year, year zero. L'mashal, when a baby is born. A baby is not born year one. They're born zero, and after they live a full year, then they turn 1 year old. In other words, year number one, year number two, year number one was the year after he was created. Year of creation is year zero. That's one way of counting Tavshin Pei Aleph, from year zero, which is from the year he was created. The other way of counting the count of the years is, as we just learned, that since for the Cheshbonos of the Moilad, we actually considered Baharad from the year prior of the creation of Adam and Chava, that being the first Moilad. Well, if we take that into account for the Dinam of the Moilad, then we can count the day that Adam and Chava were created as year number one. These are the two opinions. Now, parenthetically, there is another year that goes into question, and that is the year of the Mabul, whether that year was counted or not. This sugi in the Gemara is on Erech and Daftes. It's mamish phenomenal. It's about in what year did the Churban happen. And a lot of what we're discussing right now goes into play to better understanding that sugya in Erech and Tes. Now, many people erroneously think that since the Rambam, by Kiddush HaChodesh, regarding the Moilad, counts from Baharad, from the year prior to creation, so it must be that Shitas HaRambam will be that the year that Adam and Chava, the day that they were created, is the year number one. So the Rebbe wrote a letter, and you can find that letter in Lekutei Sichos Chelek Lamed, page 272, in which the Rebbe brings both opinions, and the Rebbe is medayik from the words in Rambam, Perek Vav, as well as words that the Rambam writes explicitly in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, that one thing has nothing to do with the other. The Rambam actually counts year number one, the year after Adam and Chava were created. They were created on the sixth day of creation, on Echad B'Tishrei. When did they count their calendar? Year one, the next year, when they were 1 year old, after creation. even though, and that's, and the Rebbe quotes again the Rambam here and the Rambam in Shmita VeYovel. And it's not a problem. We have to chop that. When it comes to cheshbening the moiled, like we explained in yesterday's segment, you can't start counting the moiled, the first moiled, from the day that Adam and Chava were created, even though the moiled then, that Friday, happened before, in hours, prior to their creation, on the same day, vid, because that's not the beginning of the year. That was already the sixth day. That was the sixth day of creation. So you have to go into account back. So since you go back, so we go back a full year into the year of Toyu. And using the cheshbon, it's baharad. That's when you get the moiled. But when it comes to counting the years, shitas, as the Rebbe points out, that the sheet of the Rambam is that the year that Adam and Chava were created is year zero, and when year number one is only 1 year after the Yetzirah.